Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg and I were talking about President Cuomo before the break there. God, I wish that was true. That Chelsea Handler's saying that she wants to bang him, basically. She wants to be the first lady of New York. His press conferences have been informative and
he's available now.
Well spoken. Yeah. I forgot he was dating that. You said he was married to the food lady chick?
Sandra Lee. Sandra Lee, right. Yeah, but they got divorced last year.
She's hot, right?
So apparently they remain friends.
He likes chicks on TV.
Well, he can pull it, too, you know.
And chicks
and
on
now
TV.
Now he can really pull it.
Like him.
You know.
Yeah.
Did we ever get a clarification on whether or not those are nipple barbells?
They're not. I think the shirt was
she
messed up.
Said.
Who's she?
Sandra Lee,
oh, okay.
Or whatever her name. I might be saying.
I think you're right.
I might have her name wrong.
I think you're correct.
She said, well, you know, she didn't answer.
Oh.
She said.
She's also an ex.
This is.
No.
They get along.
Oh, okay.
She said she acted like it was an obvious no answer.
Got it.
And said that she would not answer the question because we need to be talking about more serious things.
Yeah. I wish. You're right. He's not going to address it either because he does serious things.
I know. But we need some lighthearted discussion.
No, too. We do. I'm talking about Cuomo doesn't need to address that. He's being serious.
Okay, I'm looking at this article.
Well, that's what Trump should do at his press briefings is just get his nipples and play with them for a little while.
So he's on the same thing.
You would get as much information as you're getting. It would be more entertaining.
Somebody's eating right now, Todd.
Yeah, if Trump would just play with his nipples during today's press conference.
Milk might fly out of those bears, man. He's a cow.
No, I'm looking at this article where she makes this comment, and she calls it body shaming. They're talking about his nipple, possibly nipple barbell.
How about just say no, he doesn't, and that's kind of funny, and move on with your life. But let's do that instead of talking about body. It's not body shaming.
It's not body shaming.
I wouldn't even care if he had nipples, barbell nipples. Go for it, man. That's cool.
Nobody's saying it's right or wrong. We just want to know if he does.
Right.
Well, the guy who pierces whatever Beyonce has pierced says.
The Taurus.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got those are piercings.
Does he say? Oh, you think so?
Do you think so?
I still haven't seen it, that picture, for some reason. And I watch his conferences when they're on, when I'm around the TV.
There's a couple where
you
he's wearing.
You don't look at his nipples?
I don't really think about it. He's actually really intelligent. Tell me what's going on, you know?
He's wearing like a white polo.
He tells the truth.
You got to find those pictures.
Yeah, and he's sitting down in the photos where it looks like it would appear.
I hope
he's got a couple of barbells going through there.
Cool.
But you can't get those now.
No, tattoo shops are closed, right?
Well, you can do them at home.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, barbell your nipple. Yeah, yeah.
Don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, do like,
at home.
We saw Jennifer Aniston sits on Mark Wahlberg's lap in Rockstar.
Rockstar,
and ices up his nipple and shoves. So I'd let her do that to me.
Yeah.
Remember that scene? She's sitting on his lap in Rockstar, icing his nipple, puts a pin through it, gives him a nipple piercing.
Why would that be body shaming? Everybody's
I don't know.
Piercings
in this
everywhere.
Day and age, right? Nobody cares.
I guess, just because you ask doesn't mean that you are suggesting shame is necessary.
Right, exactly. Right.
There's no judgment there.
No, I haven't even heard anybody say anything bad about it.
You just wanted a yes or no.
Right. He's just doing, well, he's not, because he's actually a real serious man. But I was saying he could do a press conference with his shirt off.
So we were talking about learning to not touch your face.
Yep.
And it's almost impossible.
Yeah,
especially when you keep talking about it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, my face stopped itching during that break.
Right.
Now it's going to start itching again.
And so we mentioned wearing headgear.
Yeah, like beekeeper
outfit. Like a beekeeper outfit or a mosquito net on your gourd. The mask is marginal at best. And another thing is just when you notice your hand moving to your face, if you can catch it quickly enough.
With your other hand?
Scratch the back of your head, redirect it.
That one's really stupid.
That one's almost impossible.
Right.
Some people have said put something on your hands to make it more mindful, like a scent. Put some sort of scent on your hands.
We should wear those baby little mittens with, you know, because babies get fingernails and they put those mittens on them so they can't scratch their face.
You're still going to scratch your face.
Oh, because you, through the mitten, right? Yeah.
Well,
the mitten's going to get contaminated.
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's How about one of those dog cones that my dog had for a little bit?
I was going to say the Victorian cone.
Let's wear a dog cone.
As long as you can remember. Scratch your face.
You'd just be rubbing into the cone the whole time, like the dog does.
Yeah. But the dog can't, you know.
Reach in.
Reach
in. Well, if you make our cones high enough, we can't reach in either.
We could.
Yeah.
But you also couldn't see out of it if you made it high enough. And that's all we do is watch TV.
Clear cone.
Now.
Just make the plastic clear.
A clear cone. You're right. Yeah. Look right through the clear. Right.
Unless we're walking.
I have the TV even louder than I normally have it.
We're looking at a screen or, you know, a page of print
All of us sit here with dog cones on.
They say that the facial itch is the toughest. You notice it, but you don't have to act on it, they say. That's news to me. You don't have to act on an itch.
You don't. I've actually willed some away, especially during this conversation.
Robert West, a professor.
There's my T-shirt right there, right up into my face. I'm sorry, man.
Robert West, a professor of health psychology at University College London, said we need to get to the point where if someone touched their face in public, it would be like taking your trousers down in public.
Nah, he's a dick. That ain't going to happen. By the way, can you put sanitizer in your hand and then just itch your face?
I would imagine so, asking me is really not a good thing.
Oh, and then we'll ask your doctor that. Can you
get a second opinion on that?
We have hand sanitizer. Most of us haven't tried to get people around, at least if you're at a workplace, you might. Can you do that and then scratch your face? Then it'd be fine.
Because if I feel the urge. You know, because they got allergies, runny nose.
I got allergies, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go wash my hands, and then you'll wipe my face off, scratch my face.
Right.
And I hope that's okay.
Doesn't feel good? It's like, oh. Yeah. Like, I'll wash my hands. Craig and I were in the bathroom yesterday. And I said, I think I've washed my hands more.
Washing each other.
Yeah. I've washed my hands more now than ever, all of us have. And I said, I'm going to try to continue the practice and maybe not even get colds next year.
Could you do that? Could that be the new greeting? You wash each other's hands.
that gets kind of creepy, though.
Somebody carries a sink around with them, or you carry a little wash basin with you.
I ain't shaking hands
instead
anymore.
Of shaking hands, you just wash each other's hands.
For a good year or two, I'm not going to shake hands.
Oh, I think it's gone.
I'm not going to do it.
I think it's going
to
go away.
I'm not reaching over to touch anybody's hand. Sorry, dude.
Other ways to greet people.
I think you actually,
except, you know, those who you want to hug.
Oh, yeah. And raise your hips into.
Thank you for that, by the way.
I know.
Makes me feel loved.
It's a natural.
Now you can just do the air thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you do the air hugs to people that you see.
I haven't done that. That's pretty queer.
Raise your hips up. Swing. Yeah.
It's Eddie Murphy's birthday today. It is also David Hyde Pierce's birthday today. David Hyde Pierce, you might probably know from Frasier, Niles Crane.
We're all Niles now. He used to wipe everything down all the time, man.
Yeah.
All the time on that show. One of my favorites.
An easy one? Who's older, Eddie Murphy or Niles Crane?
Well, Eddie Murphy is probably 58 or 57. And Niles Crane,
David Hyde Pierce.
I think Hyde Pierce is younger than Eddie Murphy.
No, I think he's older.
Yeah, I think this is kind of tough, actually. Yeah.
It's definitely tough. I don't think it's easy at all.
It's David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah, I'm going to say David Hyde Pierce.
I'll stick with my original, but I'm probably wrong. I'll say Eddie Murphy's older.
Tyler, you're right.
I knew I would be right.
Eddie Murphy's 59.
Yep. Oh, I'm right about that. I knew I was right about that. I knew I was right about that. There's a reason.
David Hyde Pierce is 61.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think I've lost since
good game,
the virus.
Todd.
That's a tough one.
Since we came back.
Makes you focus your efforts.
I'm more happy to know how I knew somebody's age. I'm pretty damn good at that.
Right, I'm batting 1,000.
I'm really good about finding people's age. If we played how old people are, I would win that more than anybody in the show.
Right, you would.
I'm damn good at that.
Yeah, but a simple multiple choice.
I lost that one. Yeah.
If you were so good at figuring out people's ages, why aren't you good at knowing two?
Well, I know. I know one. I always know one person's complete age. I'm always pretty much right there.
But not two.
No.
Two is too much.
No.
Kelly Osbourne says her dad is making or was making mind-blowing progress in his battle against Parkinson's disease before the outbreak, the pandemic. She talked with Entertainment Tonight and said that he recently went to Panama for stem cell treatments, and he's now walking better, talking better, and building muscle strength.
Good for him, man.
He was scheduled to see a Parkinson's specialist in Switzerland this month, but had to cancel that trip, of course, due to the pandemic. According to Kelly, Ozzy said that he's been on quarantine for almost 2 years now. Now he's feeling better, and the world's on quarantine.
Real good friend of mine. I mentioned it.
It's comedy there.
My buddy who listens to us back east has been battling cancer for, if I get this wrong, John, let me know, but it's 10 years at least, maybe longer. And, you know, he's not being a smartass about it. He says, welcome to my world. Because he's been living the afraid of germs since day one for like over 10 years.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah. Immunosuppressed
years. He's always immunosuppressed. And, you know, he's always down in Philadelphia getting different experimental treatments. He's still kicking, still making it.
Good.
And listens to us all the time, actually, on the internet. But, yeah, he said, this is what I live. I've been living like this for a long, long time. If you're listening, John, right now, let me know actually how many years it's been. I'm sure I'm wrong on that. He's not gleeful about it.
No.
He's just saying, this is what I've been doing.
Yeah, he's just saying.
Welcome, right.
He ain't saying, just saying.
He's just saying, right, exactly, right, yeah. By the way, if you tuned in late, Craig's first cancer scan came up clean.
Well,
and
Dr.
Mina was rubbing it in your face. That's my favorite part about that. Ask Craig about his second opinion now.
So what is the correct terminology? Because there's a difference between in remission and cancer-free.
Well, he's in remission right now.
Okay. I don't know. Cancer-free is after being in remission for a few years.
Okay.
Remission is we think we got it.
Right.
There's nothing there now.
As far as we know.
Good.
This is his first scan after all the treatments back in the fall, right?
Yeah.
End of the winter. Because
You finished up at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, early December was the actual last treatment, but the effects of treatment lasted months after that.
Yeah, you're right, Craig. According to this, it says remission is the signs and symptoms are gone or reduced. Cancer-free is 5 years of remission. So you got a little ways to go on that. But you got to figure you'll be fine.
We'll celebrate that in 5 years.
I do have to figure I'll be fine.
I figure.
Yeah,
keep working on it.
Of course, I figured that last time.
Yeah, but you didn't do Dr. Mina's approach.
I didn't get a second opinion.
Yeah, she said do the radiation. Last time you got the cutout thing. It didn't work.
Well, she didn't tell me that last time.
I know she didn't.
We'll see.
Thank you, Dr. Mina.
The nation's top. Yes, thank you, doctor. Yeah, she's got time to deal with my tired ass. Very worried. She and her family are neck deep in this.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah.
And I may be,
I don't care.
Not giving it the seriousness that it deserves when I say neck deep.
Right.
Yeah, they're very worried.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says there should be a nationwide lockdown. Fauci.
Yep.
Says he doesn't understand why there's not one, given what's going on. Says a federal order is different from what states are doing, but says it makes sense to be on the same page.
It does, because it doesn't stop at the border.
Right. Apparently, there's a donut shop in D.C. that is selling donuts with Fauci's face on them.
Oh, okay.
Selling out. Yeah, everybody loves Fauci.
Yep. Yeah.
Everybody loves Fauci. He's got the bobblehead now that they're putting out.
I'll love him more when he tells it, when he says, I do like him, obviously, and he's telling the truth, but it's just a shame he has to come in and step in and say, no, what that guy just said is wrong.
Well, that's not his fault.
I know it's not, but there are people still just listening to that guy. Well, Fauci has extra security now because some right-wing a-holes want to hurt him because he's telling the truth.
Right.
Unlike Fox.
Right.
So, yeah, he is a hero.
And the Treasury Secretary, Mnuchin, says
Oh, my God, I saw this guy yesterday.
Says that we should be getting our checks here.
20 weeks, right?
No.
Oh, yeah? That's what I heard.
No one's heard 20.
No, I heard up to 20 weeks yesterday, but then he stepped in yesterday. I was watching the conversation.
He had originally said 3.
Right, yeah.
And he dropped it down to 2. And for us getting our checks, we'll see how that goes. There's, you know, little things going on there that we need to pay attention to.
Right.
But Mnuchin said that the forgivable loan program for small businesses hurt by the pandemic is going to be up and running by today.
I also heard
that. Let me finish this. That is not true.
Oh, good. And also
they just got the rules yesterday.
Apparently, also if you have
the lenders just got the rules yesterday. So they can't start lending today. They just got the rules yesterday. They aren't going to be ready to accept applications for this program for some time.
You also scale back small business. If you're less than 550 people working for you, you can you know to pay sick leave. They scaled that back.
So good luck with all that.
Yeah. They also said that they want to bring Pelosi says.
Good
wants,
luck just sorting out.
She
the
wants more money. She wants more money. Yeah. McConnell says they don't. Nobody needs any more money.
He doesn't.
Too many sources.
$1,200 is all you need.
Of information coming in about everything. Right. And half of it's crap. You don't know what to believe.
Literally, I saw Mnuchin yesterday come up to the mic and say a couple things about banking, and the first question was, that's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing he said, some guy, reporter said, no, Mr. Mnuchin, whatever, that's not true. It's not happening now. And then he spun it, and I'm thinking, well, it's a banking thing. It was above my head, but it was not true.
Yeah. Yeah, these payments should be hitting your account within a couple of weeks, he said.
Well, let me know because you guys get them. Me and Todd don't. We don't qualify.
Direct deposit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I let me know when you get it two or three times.
Let me know when you get it. You got them already?
No, I said I deserve it two or three times. I get it two or three times.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
As you should.
Two or three times, and then some people might not see it till next month. It just depends.
And that should cover you, right? $1,200 should cover everything if you're out of work?
Yeah.
I mean, you're out of work getting it, you know.
No.
Oh, yeah. Was it Mnuchin that said you should be able to live for 3 months off of $1,200?
Yeah, he did say that.
That guy's in touch.
I missed that.
That's the guy that posed with...
I forget who
he
said
posed
it.
With, he posed with a sheet of cash with his gorgeous wife.
Remember, who's ugly on the inside?
Oh, my God, completely ugly inside. That guy's rich beyond your wildest dreams, Mnuchin is. Remember that about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He was at the mint holding a big sheet of cash, and his wife had a real, I'm the queen look.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fighting for the regular guy.
Holding the sheets of the newly printed bills.
Yeah. That was a brutal photo.
Yeah. Cheap oil and low demand. is apparently leading to a problem that we haven't seen in more than two decades. There is no place left to safely store all that oil that we have. Cars are off the road because of stay-at-home orders. Airlines are canceling half their flights. Factories closed because of that. The world's not using as much of the oil as it has. And so we've got a truckload of supply on hand. We haven't had this much since the Clinton administration in 98. And we are now not being able to find places to store all that oil that we aren't using.
Is there some way we can make, can we make hand sanitizer out of it?
Yeah.
Or masks? Can somebody figure that out?
I sincerely doubt it.
I think if you mix it with a little aloe vera, it shouldn't be so hard on your skin.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I think oil around your skin's perfect, yeah.
Is the coronavirus susceptible to crude oil?
Yeah, gas is cheap, but we only fill it up every, what, month?
About 2 weeks.
Yeah.
About every 2 weeks I've been so far.
Yeah. My kid, my wife and my daughter's car, neither one of those haven't put gas in those things for
I got back on weeks. I went and got gas on the 18th of March.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little over 3 weeks now. And it hasn't, like a 16th of a tank.
Yeah.
I could go for about 6 months at this rate.
Right.
I drive here, I drive home. That's it.
You even stopped your four wheeling, didn't you?
Yeah. I did.
Out of respect. Out of respect.
Out of respect. And apparently, and I don't know anything about this sort of thing, but that's apparently okay. There is now a YouTube channel dedicated to Robin Williams. Maybe a day late, but...
yeah. One or two.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while now.
Yeah, there is now a YouTube channel dedicated to Robin Williams featuring some of his classic stand-up routines. They're going to be adding new videos every week. And so, I thought that you could find Robin Williams before that, but apparently now he has a YouTube channel dedicated to him.
That's, just in time.
Our buddy Bobcat Goldthwait's best friend. I mean, best friend. Yeah. Bobcat obviously is not at the Funny Bone. Nobody's at the Funny
Bone.
Too
bad we missed Bobcat.
But he was already going to push it back to begin with, and then he canceled everything. So, you know, we missed everybody, man.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll all be back on the road, hopefully. I saw our buddy Paul Mercurio celebrated his birthday by himself with his family in his apartment.
Oh, yeah. Wah. You're a grown-up now. You don't need people celebrating your birthday.
You do when it's, believe me, you got to find a reason to make time around the house. My wife and kids are baking all the time now because there's nothing to do, man. And I think, if my birthday was now, I'd want a freaking cake.
Well, and Paul's always kind of struck me as this guy who needs that attention.
Yeah.
You know? He needs to be the center of attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he does.
He needs his wife to give him his toast at his perfect temperature.
Yeah, happy birthday to Paul Mercurio yesterday, right?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.